Al-Qaeda-linked militants fighting against the Iraqi and Syrian government have confessed to direct ties with Saudi Arabia. The confessions of the militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have been aired on an Iraqi TV. The militants say Riyadh has a direct role in terrorist attacks in Iraq. At least 30 people have been killed and many more injured in a series of shootings and bomb attacks across the country. The attacks targeted different parts of the capital, Baghdad, and the northern city of Kirkuk. The violence is usually blamed on militants affiliated to Al-Qaeda. A British daily reports Israel has been secretly building up its nuclear arsenal since the 1950s. The Guardian says Tel Aviv's nuke program has been based on stolen or contributed intelligence. The report cites the US, France, Britain, Germany, and Norway as major contributors to Israel's nuclear program. The head of the so-called Syrian National Coalition has announced the group will attend the Geneva 2 conference. The decision was announced by SNC leader Ahmad Jarba in the Turkish city of Istanbul. 32 countries and international organizations, including Syria itself, will attend the talks scheduled for January the 22nd. Tens of thousands of people have rallied in the German capital, Berlin, to demand food security for all. The demonstrators urged European leaders to come up with plans to promote regional agriculture. The rally coincided with an international gathering on ways to promote the agriculture sector. U.S. President Barack Obama has assured Germany that Washington's controversial espionage program would not hurt bilateral relations. Obama made the remarks in an interview with a German TV. Ties between Berlin and Washington soured after it was revealed that the U.S. spy agency had bugged Chancellor Angela Merkel's mobile phone. And clashes have erupted between Turkish police and a group of protesters in Istanbul. Demonstrators are angry about the government's decision to introduce a bill which expands control over the internet. But the government insists the bill is aimed at protecting privacy. And another major British energy company has implemented promised price hikes. The increase in energy prices by E.ON is said to affect millions of households in the UK. Campaign groups have asked the government to do more to stop vulnerable families from falling into poverty.